In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
I like beer. I don't know if you do. Okay. Do you like beer, Senator, or not?
My party is going bet crazy.
Ah! You're the pup.
Alternative facts.
Oh, goodness.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
America!
Hello, and welcome to the Sup Daily Podcast. I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And the Sup Daily Podcast is your daily rundown of all the craziest shit going on in the news, brought to you by your two funniest friends.
Which is us.
Hooray. Brian, it's been such a long time since we've done the pod together, I feel.
I know. It's been like a month. I think it's been over a month.
I'm in a completely new location.
I am too. Look at that.
Wow. We relocated completely.
Yeah.
Elise
just moved to a beautiful new apartment.
Yep. I moved yesterday and my whole life is in boxes.
Mm-hmm.
It's very exciting. But honestly, you know what I'm more excited for, Brian?
What?
Our live show.
Of course.
America's virtual birthday party, which is tonight.
Tonight. Yes. Sorry.
At 8 p.m. It's tonight. And I mean, you and I are going to be there, obviously.
Yes, we'll be there. And like, it's tonight. And what else are you going to be doing at 8 p.m. other than just sitting inside, watching and hanging out with the Betches Up podcast people and fun guests?
Yeah, like let me run down these guests because we actually have incredible guests. I mean, number one, we have reps Eric Swalwell and Ted Lieu are going to come play a game with us. The game is called Real President versus Fictional President.
This is probably a fun game.
You can probably figure out how it works. They are going to play with us. That's amazing. We've got Priyanka Arabindi and EJ Baker from Crooked Media. We're going to play a swing state trivia game. I don't know if you've... I adopted a state with Crooked Media's Adopt a State program. I've adopted the state of Wisconsin.
I did too. And do you know what's sad? I forgot which state I have adopted. I think it was... I think, but like, that's because I'm like also... I'm part of their Get Mentored Die Trying donation campaign too. Like, I'm like... Just take my money, Crooked Media.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up. It's like, yeah. I'm supporting you, but I also, like, I'm in so many initiatives. But Priyanka and EJ are going to be here. I'm so excited. They're going to play a swing state trivia game with us. And then I am hosting, which I'm very excited about, a game called Wait, That Was This Year, where people try to guess what happened this year. And I'm playing with truly some of my favorite comedians, my close friend Millie Tamaras, who's so funny. She's the founder of the Diverse as Fuck Festival. She's the founder of Flex Mag. She's also just funny. She's also my friend. I love her very dearly. Irene Marrow, another very funny comedian who just took over the past 2 days of the newsletter while I was moving. So if you liked the newsletter for the past 2 days, you like Irene. She's playing. Julia Shiplett, another very funny comedian. You've seen her on Comedy Central. She's hilarious. And Bess's very own Kay York City.
Who needs no further introduction.
Absolutely,
of course.
None. We all are aware of Kay. And
what
she's
really
going to be joining us.
There's one topic on this one that really like melts my mind. And I will ask it of you listeners, and then to find out the answer, you'll have to tune in. Was that each year when the lady sang Shallow in the London Tube? We'll have to wait to find out.
That feels like it happened in like a completely different era.
A parallel universe that, you know.
Absolutely.
We have changed planes.
She was so beautiful and she sang so nicely.
I just can't remember
when
what year
that
was.
Happen? What if we find out that it was just a false memory, like that movie Shazam? People think that there was Shazam and Kazam, but there was only Kazam. Sorry,
like the spelling of the Berenstein Bears, or was it the Berenstein Bears?
Yes. What if we find out the woman from the London Tube was like,
it was just Lady Gaga like 20 years from now.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, you're actually remembering
something from the future.
Yeah, you're actually remembering a scene from Star is Born.
Oh, yes, that scene, she's in the London Tube.
Okay. All of that is to say, we're going to have so much fun in the live show. And if you haven't already got tickets, they're $10. 80% of the proceeds are going to the ACLU Voting Rights Project. The other 20% just go to keep the platform up and running. And it's a really awesome, super fun platform. It's like, it's not your Instagram live show, okay? It's different. It's really cool. So if you have not gotten tickets yet and want to get them, you can still do so at betches.co/suplive. $10. 80% goes to the ACLU. And if you do have tickets, we'll see you tonight.
Mm-hmm. But also the fun thing about this as well is, say you are actually busy tonight at 8 p.m., you can still buy a ticket and you have the ability to watch it for a week on demand.
Whoa, I actually didn't even know that.
So, like, be like, oh my God, I really wanted to be a part of this amazing experience, but I can't make it because I have to, I don't know.
Who knows?
Bake a cake. You know, you can watch it later.
Yep.
That's
awesome. I actually didn't even realize that. That's really cool. I'm gonna tell more people that. All right, Brian, should we talk about the news of today?
Yes.
I'll kick us off with a little news out of Seattle. So after 3 weeks, CHOP, which stands for the Capitol Hill Occupied Protest in Seattle, has been disbanded by none other than the police.
Wow.
So when I first heard of CHOP, it was named CHAZ, which was Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone.
Oh.
I don't know why it changed from CHOP to CHAZ, and I tried to look that up before this podcast, but I could not find the answer. But if you heard of CHAZ, CHOP is the same as CHAZ.
Okay.
CHOP is a new iteration of CHAZ. This was basically, quote unquote, an autonomous zone that was set up by protesters that they were kind of claiming. They were like, we govern ourselves here.
Yes.
Which is cool. It lasted 3 weeks until Mayor Jenny Durkan released an executive order that cited violence and unrest and had the police raid the area early Wednesday morning. Any protesters that didn't leave were arrested, so they ended up ultimately arresting around 31 people. The city's police report that individuals were arrested basically for failure to disperse, obstruction, assault, and unlawful weapon possession. But again, that like comes from the police about this situation. This also comes as a group of businesses filed a lawsuit against the city claiming that due to CHOP, they have lost revenue and their businesses were vandalized. There were also 5 shootings and 2 fatalities over the past 2 weeks. So ultimately not great.
Yeah.
what I was reading basically was that it kind of devolved into a situation where there was like a CHOP of the daytime that was really, really nice and this really positive force. And it was a lot of people, you know, coming together in sort of a community building protest fashion. And then by night, as you can imagine, things got a little bit dicier and there were some violent incidents, these shootings, these 2 fatalities, etc. So it seemed like something that, you know, I think if you talk to probably the people who participated, there was a really good sense of community building that was going on there. But
yeah, you know. I mean, we saw that same thing happen with Occupy Wall Street. It's just, you know, these people with good intentions and, you know, who are, you know, doing peaceful protests are sometimes, you know, taken advantage of because, you know, by people with, you know, less good intentions. And it's really, really unfortunate.
Yeah, like, I mean, it just makes sense to me that if you're setting up a camp outdoors overnight, that it's going to attract people whose maybe their objective is not, like, community anti-racist action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But city officials such as the chief of police and mayor have expressed their support for the Black Lives Matter movement. But then they said that the rise in violence over the past several weeks is unacceptable. So, I mean, yeah. I'm not surprised that it ultimately got disbanded, but it is interesting to see the return of the of kind of the Occupy movement in a way, because right now in New York, they're doing an Occupy City Hall and people are camped out mm-hmm. outside City Hall basically 24/7 or have been because of the NYPD budget that was coming up. So I think it's just interesting because I felt like Occupy, like I remember it from the time and it felt like such a flash in a pan thing to me. And I was also in college and I like supported mm-hmm. it, but didn't understand it. And I visited New York once and like went by Zuccotti Park, but it was like kind of towards the end. And it's interesting to see that movement kind of rise back up and have this, a successor in Chaz and Chop and mm-hmm. what's going on here.
The artist formerly known as Chaz.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Shall we pivot to Facebook?
Yes. Oh, let's pivot to Facebook.
You know, everyone's...
I love an opportunity to talk shit about Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. So this month, July, begins the Stop Hate for Profit campaign, which has been calling upon businesses to pull their advertising dollars from Facebook in response to the platform's inaction and monitoring hate speech, disinformation, and voter suppression. It's really interesting to see, like, when Facebook is like has like the like, such bad spokespeople, and it's
you don't think that Mark Zuckerberg's charismatic? you don't find him charming?
What is up with his hair? I just like always I'm like, why do you have that like child's haircut? Like, it is the first thing I think every time.
I don't know.
But they were like, we get so many there's so much messaging happening on Facebook. How are we supposed to monitor it all? And it's like, you make billions and billions of dollars a year. $70 billion. Hire some more fucking people.
Yeah, anyways. Like you can't... First of all, also, anytime Facebook wants to find something and take it down, they can do that instantly. Uh-huh. So it's mm-hmm. I don't buy this whole like, oh, it's really hard. Like, it's not. You it's created like, the platform so you can fix it.
It's like a lady posts a nipple... And
it's gone
in seconds.
Yeah,
and then you get like a white supremacist threatening to like, I don't know, do what white supremacists threaten to do. And it stays. They have whole Facebook page groups for it.
Yeah. And they're like, our algorithm missed this because like, they're so smart.
I know. It's just like, but we figured out the algorithm to spot a nipple, but just a female nipple.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, exactly. We can actually take down and remove female nipples. We can completely figure that mm-hmm. out, but you can't figure out how to like get hate speech out of the platform. I don't buy it. And these big companies ain't buying it either, Brian.
Yeah. So according to Stop Hate for Profit, 99% of Facebook's $70 billion revenue is made through advertising. Over 400 companies, including Hershey, Coke, and Microsoft, have halted all advertising in partnership with this campaign. And these are some of the three biggest advertisers on Facebook. According to Business Insider, Zuckerberg's network dropped close to $10 billion as a result of the advertising protests, which is just great. I mean, money
he
talks.
He still has more money than we'll ever have, but I love to see him lose some of it.
And it makes me like a little optimistic for the future when we're all just only using Twitter and TikTok. And whatever other social media platforms are replacing. And maybe Mark Zuckerberg makes some bad investments and he's poor.
I know. I wish Instagram would break free again.
I know.
I'm like, I really like the Instagram question is so tough because getting Facebook out of my life, honestly, was not a problem at all. I don't give a shit. But My sweet, sweet Graham.
I know. That's why we. That is why we needed Elizabeth Warren to become president, to break up these. Fuck it. So I could not feel bad about using Instagram. Basically, yes. That's why I was supporting Elizabeth Warren.
So that we can have Instagram back, and then like TikTok is owned by the Chinese government or some shit. I'm like, I just want to post my little jokes.
I know.
I just want to post, and then Twitter isn't owned by anyone, but it's hell on earth to be on Twitter.
It is honestly, it is horrible. But however, I will say Jack Dorsey has done more, but the bar is low.
The bar is extremely low. I don't want to give Jack Dorsey too much credit.
Yeah, it's like,
but he is doing better than Mark Zuckerberg.
It's like, okay, the president tweeted about threatening to shoot protesters, and great, you were able to put like, this is bad. Like, it's like, oh my god, yay.
They this put a is notification bad, that it's bad. And we don't want you to look at it, but also look at it.
Yeah, exactly. That's like when it's like one of those instances. It's like the Barbara Streisand effect.
Yes.
Like how like Barbara Streisand was like trying to remove pictures of her of like there was like I don't know if anyone knows what this is. It's a very actually interesting story. It's like there were these pictures of the coast of California to show what erosion was doing to the coastline. And one of those pictures, Barbara Streisand's house was there. So Barbara Streisand sued to have the pictures removed. And because she sued to have the pictures removed, she brought attention to it. And everyone was like, oh my God, look at these pictures of Barbara Streisand's house. Oh my God, it's going to fall into the ocean.
Whereas if she hadn't done that, no one.
Yeah.
The five people who were looking at these erosion photos would not have been like, is that Barbara's, like, known that it was Barbara Streisand's house? They would have never.
Yeah.
I do love, I think about that all the time.
Yeah. It happens all the time. No, I digress. And in response to the boycott, Mark Zuckerberg said all the advertisers who left will be back soon enough.
So, I love that the answer isn't like, we're going to take this into consideration or like, mm-hmm. Yeah, we think hate speech is a problem and we're doing what we can. It's like, whatever, they have to come back.
It's like, you'll be back. You'll be back.
Remember when he tried to start his own money?
Yes. I think that he's still like, attempting.
Is he still trying to start his own money? We should not let him do that.
No, I think he's still trying to do this. Like some.
He should.
Currency.
I'm going to go on the record right now and say he should not be allowed to start his own money.
How can people just make their own? Anyways, whatever.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm going to get us into the next thing, which is also, you know, dust off your tinfoil hat. We're getting back into Jeffrey Epstein and mm-hmm. Epstein world. Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator and former girlfriend, was arrested this morning after months of like. So. Everything, the way we've decided to describe this is that she was laying low.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, ever since the Epstein stuff came out, it's been kind of like, there was a long period of time where it's like, where is Ghislaine Maxwell? Mm-hmm. I think she's in Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows where Ghislaine Maxwell is. But she was found. She was in New Hampshire. So mm-hmm. That's where she was. She will be tried now on 6 counts related to Epstein's behavior as part of an investigation into Epstein's accomplishments. Oh my God.
Sorry.
You know what? Sean, leave that in. What I meant to say is an investigation into Epstein's accomplices.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She was arrested by the Southern District of New York. Shout out Southern District of New York. And mm-hmm. charged with enticing minors to travel to engage in illegal sex acts, transportation of a minor with the intent to engage in sexual activity, 2 conspiracy counts related to these charges, and 2 counts of perjury.
Mm-hmm.
So, for anyone who hasn't already watched Filthy Rich, the Netflix Epstein
documentary, I actually haven't.
Okay, it's really good, first mm-hmm. of all. But just a primer on Ghislaine Maxwell. She's this sort of British socialite woman. Used to date Jeffrey Epstein, then just basically became his right-hand man in mm-hmm. trying to coerce these young girls into being trafficked by him. And yes. into, I mean, you have to watch the doc to talk about the whole weird world of how they would find these girls and tricked them into thinking they were coming over to give a man a massage, and then it obviously escalated. And she was, like, basically instrumental in, like, her presence as an adult woman sort of made these girls feel like, okay, well, this adult woman is here. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not just going into this man's house, like, this adult woman is here. And she was often there to kind of, like, lull them into a false sense of security. And then she would, like, leave and an assault would take place, or, you know, the girl would be trafficked or whatever. Like, she was very much involved in all these things and sometimes physically present in the room for the assaults that Epstein committed. So she should be arrested, and she has been. Maxwell was reportedly complicit in helping Epstein recruit and abuse his victims, who were minors, and she was named in many of the lawsuits against Epstein. And up until now, was just kind of like floating
laying
around.
Low, chilling. Everyone was like, what? Why hasn't she been arrested yet?
Yeah,
like, the whole time. It's like, what is happening?
I know, but there was also, like, there was legitimate confusion about where she was and stuff. And I was like, what do you mean we don't know where she is?
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to know. What? She was in New Hampshire. So
yeah, and, like, it's a lot of these young girls were, you know, people who wanted, they offered to, like, help with their education or advance their career. And so sometimes they would do that. And they would then feel indebted to them despite being trafficked or assaulted.
She would help him trick women into coming to his crazy island.
It was like, she was like awful, awful mind fuckery. Like,
yes.
It's really disturbing. And you know, it's like, there's all of, like, it's really just, like, nerve-wracking to think about how Jeffrey Epstein killed himself. Like, when I think about it, like, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not big into those I don't get deep into rabbit holes. This thing, like, really freaks me the fuck out.
I know. Like, that is, like, I remember truly when I saw that news alert, and it was, like, literally my whole body was, like, no.
Like,
no,
what?
No.
I know. It's like,
I mean, it's crazy. And it's really sad because it does mean that these girls don't ultimately get to face Jeffrey Epstein in court. They can face Ghislaine Maxwell, which I'm hoping that they do. I'm hoping, I don't know, she doesn't disappear or some craziness. But, like,
yeah,
and they'll never face him.
Yeah, and you can already see Twitter being, like, the Clintons, the Trumps, blah, blah, blah. And like depending on which side of Twitter you're looking at.
It's so funny because I'm like, yeah, they both went to the island. It's not good.
Bring them all down. I don't give a fuck. Like,
truly, it's like when people online, like, people on the right online are like, yeah, well, Bill Clinton was there. I'm like, yeah, I know. I agree that it's a huge problem that Bill Clinton was on Jeffrey Epstein's plane that many times and on his island. I 100% am on board with finding out more about that.
We know Trump was friends with Epstein. There's, there's some
pictures.
Like, pictures, videos, some really, really disturbing allegations of rape. And, you know, I'm not unaware of the fact that Bill Barr just tried to fire the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York right before they arrested Ghislaine Maxwell. It's just like,
it's very interesting.
It's very interesting.
There's literally a quote from Donald Trump, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me, where he's like, Epstein's a great guy, he loves young women, perhaps even more than me.
Yes.
And it's like...
Mm-hmm. Awful.
Yeah, horrible. It's horrible. I really hope that the victims are able to get some kind of measure of justice, at least with the arrest of Ghislaine Maxwell, and that because of her arrest, some of these people who maybe Jeffrey Epstein isn't actually, like, you feel in your mind, like, oh, Jeffrey Epstein took all these secrets with him. No, there are plenty of other people who actually know the secrets, and Ghislaine Maxwell is the number one of them. Mm-hmm. So my hope is that some of that can happen and these victims can get some measure of retribution. I also want to hear what she knows about Prince Andrew.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Because we haven't even mentioned Prince Andrew.
Nope. We have not.
The Prince Andrew of it all.
The Prince Andrew. Like, the Prince of England. Like, he... And the FBI wants to talk to him, too. The DOJ wants to talk to him, too. They're trying to figure out what the fuck to do.
He won't cooperate.
No.
Because he's a prince.
Like...
You know, he said he had that crazy interview where he tried to talk about the...
The sweating?
Where he tried to talk about... Yeah. He was like, she said I was... I mean, it's disgusting, but obviously, so he's been implicated. There's an allegation. The woman's name is Virginia Roberts, I believe. And she says that Prince Andrew, she was trafficked to Prince Andrew by Epstein. He assaulted her when she was underage. There's literally a picture of them standing together where he has his arm around her, like, waist. So it's like, what are we doing there?
And isn't Epstein in the photo, or like Ghislaine Maxwell's in the photo? Or
something? Ghislaine might be in the photo, or she took the photo.
Yeah.
Either way, it's a very famous photo, and he did a disastrous interview where he tried to talk about that, and in it, he was like, well, first of all, she said that I was sweaty, and that's not, I have actually a disease where I can't sweat, so that's not the case, and also, I couldn't have been there that day because I was at a pizza parlor with my daughter, and it's like, what? You're a prince. If you were in a pizza parlor with your daughter, there would be like, hey, oh my God, the prince was, there would be also a picture in the paper that's like, the prince was here.
How many pizza parlors are there in England? I've never been. But are they like known for chain, their pizza parlors?
I remember it had like a chain. There was like a chain name.
Okay.
It had like a Pizza Hut-esque energy.
Okay.
So he, like, it was like the equivalent of him saying I was at Domino's, and that's why I couldn't do this. Ugh. And it's like, no, you weren't.
Let's bring them all down. Like, I've never said this before, but also, like, fuck the queen for sheltering her pedophilic son, taking pictures with him after all this shit. Are you going out to try and save some good faith?
Yeah.
Like, bring down all of these disgusting men. Like,
right?
if you're gonna
pal around with Andrew and be rude to Meghan.
Yeah, fuck off.
So rude to Meghan, and yet we're palling around with Andrew.
That just came out today, too, that Meghan Markle, they're like, was suing, that like, she didn't feel protected by the royal family. Yet they're protecting their pedophilic, I don't know if that's a word, prince.
So it is today.
It is today.
I agree.
Disgusting. Brian, institutions, burn them to the ground. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
We all dread the what should we have for dinner question. I know I do. I love a home-cooked meal, but I don't always have the time, energy, or groceries to make it happen. Being able to feast on a delicious meal without the long prep and cook times is what drew me to Home Chef over the other guys. Home Chef's meals are effortless, so I can spend less time trying to be top chef and more time watching it. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or quick microwave meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you covered for delicious meals without the hassle. Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef-designed recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you never have to worry about what to make ahead of time. Not only is it convenient, it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. For a limited time, Home Chef is offering our listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/feverdream. That's homechef.com/feverdream for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/feverdream. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert.
A new jobs report revealed that unemployment fell from 13.3% in May to 11.1% in June. However, since it is last month's report, it is already out of date. The decrease in unemployment came with increased reopenings across the country during the end of May and through June. As of last week, 1.47 million individuals are seeking unemployment benefits. While this is a small drop from the peak in March, this is still a historically high number. Cases are back to rising, however, so the employment rate is already falling again, and minorities and people of color face even worse numbers of loss. So that's not
good. It's really, it's so funny to me that all these like reopened people are like, it's the economy. Like, we have to save the economy. And it's like, you're not saving the economy. You're literally prolonging this and making it worse. The thing that saves the economy is aid, mm-hmm. is another stimulus package, is what's, mm-hmm. or doing what literally all of Europe did, which is that the government paid these companies not to fire people.
Mm-hmm.
They paid companies to maintain their payroll.
Meanwhile, the United States government and Steve Mnuchin are arguing that the $500 billion in relief, or whatever fuck ton of money it is, it's more than $500 billion, they don't have to tell us where it's going. There's no checks and balances. They're just giving out money indiscriminately. And,
right, and
you know,
it's like they cut how many checks to dead people? I mean, it's a mess.
It's a mess.
It's a mess. We don't have a functioning government to handle distribution of all this stuff.
Do you know what's strange? I got my stimulus. I finally got my stimulus money. However, I got it in the form of a debit card. They gave me a debit card
with the
stimulus on it. And I tried to use it, and it's like, please enter PIN. And I was like, I don't know what the fucking PIN is.
That's so weird.
I don't know what to do. I guess I have to call some number.
I truly have not heard of anyone getting a debit card, so I don't know anything about that. I got direct deposit right into my account, and then they... and then a follow-up letter from Trump that was like, by the way, the money was from me.
Yeah.
in case you didn't notice, I direct deposited $1,200 into your account. It was from me.
Imagine they've like Venmo'd all of us. I got mine at a Venmo.
Yeah, that's so funny. So it's like, actually mine came from Zelle.
Yeah. PayPal. That was weird.
Okay, cool.
Meanwhile, coronavirus cases are still growing in the United States, especially in southern and western states. Yesterday, we surpassed 50,000 positive tests for corona, the highest daily increase yet. On Tuesday, Dr. Fauci said that he wouldn't be surprised if we started seeing 100,000 new tests daily. You know what's funny? I read that quote a few days ago, and I was like, oh, 100,000 cases, that's not that bad. And then, I mean, it's bad, obviously. And then I was like, oh, daily.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Daily. Every day.
Yeah. Many states and localities are going back into lockdown or prolonging current reopening stages. And back to, like, what I meant to say when we were talking about the economy is, like, and now that, like, I think it was Goldman Sachs or something, they released this study that if they had, like, a mandate to wear masks, we would save, like, it would help the GDP by, like, 5% or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, now that wearing masks can help the economy, we're going to say, like, Trump is going to say, oh, I like wearing a mask. It makes me look like the Lone Ranger, who I don't think he's ever seen a photo of, because that's not what the Lone Ranger looks like.
Also, yeah, I mean, once again, it's gross to me that the human death toll, nothing to faze these Republicans, nothing to faze businesses, but Goldman Sachs does a study that says it's going to 5% of GDP is going to be affected. And now suddenly all these Republicans come out and they're like, oh, we should be wearing masks, and Trump and Pence wears a mask, and Trump is finally kind of says he thinks masks are good.
Yeah. I still have not seen him wear a mask. It's really because he wears so much makeup. That's really what it...
Oh, my
really
God.
Think that's
Can
what
you
it
imagine
is.
When he takes off the mask, what would... I mean, I literally am actually... My stomach is turning thinking about the inside of Trump's mask.
If you ever see... Like, if you... There was this new video of him talking... Oh, like, 2 days ago to Fox News or someone. And he was talking... And, like, so the headline was... Because he said, oh, it's just going to disappear. I hope it just disappears again. He said that again. But I was just so fixated on the line of his face... Whereas it meets his hairline. It is utterly insane.
He's not blending.
Not at all.
The man doesn't have a beauty blender. He's not blending. And it's a problem.
Doesn't he have a makeup artist? Like, or does he do his own makeup? It's crazy. He must do his own makeup.
I think that he probably has a makeup artist who just tells him, like, you look great.
Maybe
this
that.
Is good.
That is the, that's the whistleblower. She's like, I'm taking all the secrets, and I'm also fucking up his makeup.
She starts putting messages like in in the tan. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that brings us to the end, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited to see you tonight for our show.
Mm-hmm.
And again, if you want to get tickets, you can join us either at 8 p.m. or watch the show for a full week afterwards. You can buy those tickets for $10 at betches.co/sup. Live. Mm-hmm. And until the return of democracy, I'm Elise Morales.
I'm Brian Russell Smith.
And this is the Betches Sup Podcast.
The Betches Sup Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby and Amanda Duberman. Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Artwork by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send your emails to sup@betches.com.
Betches.